After Slippery When Wet, Bon Jovi knew they had a winning formula. One that they kept for their follow-up New Jersey, which hit number one on this date, October 15th, 1988. We're looking back in today's classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Incredibly, the album was released just 2 years after Slippery When Wet. Most of the time in between was spent on the road with a massive sold-out world tour. But after a short break, they struck while the iron was hot, and Bon Jovi employed the same producer, the same songwriters, and even booked the same studio. But despite it being in Vancouver, they would name the album after their home state, New Jersey. As for what songs would go on the album, Bon Jovi employed an unusual method. Focus group testing. They had enough material for a double album, but instead, they played dozens of new songs for a select group of fans and let their votes help decide which songs would wind up on the record. Despite the criticism that this was too corporate-minded, the band insisted it was simply done to make fans happy, and it worked. The album went to number one in its second week, remaining in the top spot for the next 4 weeks. It would be certified 7 times platinum and would have 5 singles all hit the top 10, the most ever for a rock album. It would be the album that would prove they were more than a one-hit wonder. When Bon Jovi's New Jersey reached the top of the charts on this date, October 15th, 1988, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.